Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Good morning, video games. Welcome once again to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us for another week. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and joining me in my kitchen...
Hello, filthy animals. It's Ben Vanel here, rounding out the trio.
Kitchen boys, the three of us, all of us here. Kitchen, Henry Kitchener.
The enthusiasm. I should be honest, it's the kitchen slash living room slash laundry.
This on the like floor plan, because I've been looking for houses lately, this little part would be listed as meals.
Well, this place, because you're in the hell that I was in a few months ago. This was one of those ones where my place is really great. I'm really happy that I got it. But this was one when I came to look at it, there was no floor plan. There were barely any photos of inside the house. And so I turned up to this inspection going, I'm literally just crossing this off the list. This will not be any good.
Sure.
Because normally the lack of floor plan says, we're hiding something. There's something we don't want you to know about this place. Otherwise, no one is going to come to this inspection.
So that was one I went to yesterday where the bedroom was literally a room the size of a bed.
Brutal.
That'd be fine because I'm getting into this idea of like have the bedroom just be for sleeping, man.
Yep.
And whatever else you want to do in there as long as it doesn't involve technology or whatever.
Like no blue lights, nothing to keep you awake sort of situation.
No, like, what is that noise?
It's a saw.
I hate it.
you should have.
There was a saw outside and it's fucking nighttime. How dare you be sawing?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Have we talked on the pod before about the construction site that sprung up over my outside my house like the day I moved in?
I don't think so. We definitely
talked
about.
Yeah, this place is great.
Yeah, it's really kicked off in the last couple of days. This week they are really going for it out there.
Yeah,
listening to a lot of commercial radio in this house today.
Yeah, a lot of Katy Perry.
A lot of Cicada Perry.
Yeah, nice. Katy did.
Listening to some Fitzy and Whipper.
Oh yeah.
On the way over.
Great.
Ain't nothing happening on that show.
It just
goes along. And they're like, hey, were talking about...
careful where you throw those stones at them.
Do they talk about floor plans much?
No, they were talking about whether you use your iPhone to like track your kid with a Find My iPhone.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
See, this is the thing. Like, I think,
this is the thing I've always wanted to talk about.
I think podcasting is way harder than doing commercial radio.
Yeah.
Like the amount of stuff we've talked about already on this... to nearly 3 minutes of this episode, we would have stretched that into 45 minutes of content.
Oh, absolutely. What's the worst thing that's happened just after you've moved into a new place?
Floor plans.
Yes.
What's inspections you've gone to? Bad inspections you've gone to.
Yeah.
I would have jumped on you more about you saying the bedroom is only for sleep. I'd go, well, what else are you going to bloody do in a bedroom?
Yeah,
and then we could get on to what are other weird things that you know that you've done in a bedroom?
Yes.
That's three topics right there. We have songs in between.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole show done.
That's 3 hours.
That's 3 hours done and dusted.
Yeah.
G'day, boys. I'm Craig from Cranbourne. Just calling. My missus does a weird thing in the bedroom where...
what does she do, Craig?
She always lights candles and sits on the bed doing her yogas. I'm
trying to find the button to dump this caller. Where is that again?
You can't dump me. I dump you.
You should dump your wife, Craig.
The floor plan thing. And like, if there's one fuzzy picture of just the outside of the place.
Yes.
That's terrifying. But going to all these house inspections.
As if that's a selling point. Ooh, it's good from the outside.
Hold on. Rectangular brick building. Anything could be in there. I'm so fucking exhausting today. Exhausting.
I can attest to that.
Because I've been to like 50 open for inspections.
Yes.
all of them worse than the last, except for the last one, which was the best.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
But it's weird going around and, like, kind of primarily thinking, like, I put a TV there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there's enough plugs there to have everything set up.
Did you go to any today where the current people are yet to move out? Because I find that very helpful.
I did that last week and it seemed as though the woman, like, maybe didn't want to move out or something.
Yeah, it wasn't even advertised.
Yeah, I walked in just like eating a big rock melon.
My TV will go there.
It'll be bigger than this piece of shit, though.
There's a lot of places without fucking windows here, too.
Yeah,
really? I've never really had to deal with that before, but man, especially in bedrooms, the bedroom will be set back. And you want natural light coming into a bedroom so that you can wake up along with the birds.
Absolutely, yes, yes. Yeah.
My dad's an architect, so when I was going to inspections a lot, he just froths on it. Like, he loves, like, hearing about badly designed apartments.
Right.
So he would know I was going somewhere and then I'd leave and he'd call me and he'd be like, tell me everything. Be like, well, they've got the bathroom on this side of the house. He's like, that's fucking madness.
No.
Like, can't get enough of it.
Yeah, wow.
But you do get used
What's
to things.
What's the weirdest floor plan you've ever seen?
There we go. Great. Dad would be calling in.
That is,
what's weird stuff that your dad's obsessed with? There we go. We just got another hour out of that.
Great. Fucking hell. You do have a knack for just, like, turning any bullshit thing into a radio
Well,
segment.
I think it's because, like, through doing podcasts for a while, I've gone for, like, to try and get, like, radio jobs and been told, you wouldn't really get what we do in here because you do a podcast that goes for an hour, and it's like, yeah, but that's a marathon versus a sprint.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
We have to keep the wheel spinning for a fucking hour without being able to throw to songs.
Mm.
God, that would be a luxury.
I'm going to give you some just, like, topics.
Great.
And
okay.
Turn them into radio things.
Okay. Yeah, call them topics.
I got socks for my birthday.
Okay. Can you give a person socks? How well do you have to know a person to give them socks?
Yep.
What is a gift that's worse than a sock?
Yes.
Classic bad gifts that you've gotten. That's the easy one.
Do you have a favorite pair of socks?
Yes.
Why are they your favorite pair of
socks? There
you
go. Do you have a lucky pair of socks?
Yeah,
you could spin that off. You'd get.
Okay.
And then often what would happen is you'd get a caller where they would say something so ridiculous that then, you know, then the topic would turn into, you know, you'd spiral off from there.
Absolutely.
And this stuff writes itself.
They'd win the mystery pack.
Why are these people paid so much?
I don't know.
It's the easiest job going around.
It's not simple to come up with calling yourself Whipper. What about video games?
Right. You've really stumped me here.
I mean,
assuming it was a week where a bunch of stuff had come out that I had, you know, played all of the new releases.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, but if it was a week where, you know, I hadn't really played much apart from stuff that, you know, I'd already talked about at length.
Yep. There wasn't really any news.
Not much
to speak
news.
Of.
Not really any new releases until, you know, a certain big release was coming out in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess what I would do in that case is I would, like, deflect and I would talk about something else. Like, I would talk about some other medium, like, just off the top of my head, commercial radio.
Yeah,
or
sure.
Or floor plans. The greatest medium of all.
What's your favourite floor plan in a game?
There we go.
Oh, none of them. The Splinter Cell levels where you went into the meals section. Oh,
very nice.
I
should get my dad into video games where you're in houses a lot.
Fallout 4, he can build his own house.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
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 But, like, the way that I think we've talked about this before, Fallout 4 especially, everything looks like shit and they don't bother to clean up.
Yeah.
Always bother me. Like, there's no sense in building a house if they're not going to put any fucking effort into the corrugated iron.
My house, mostly fine, except for the window that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that still hasn't been... You haven't talked about that on the show, have you?
No.
The window got blown out and it's still just covered up by fucking wood or something?
Yeah, yeah. So I have
it's
a
like
window...
It's like you're living in the project in there.
That's how I feel. Like, I hate it.
Living in Fallout 4.
Yeah, yeah. No, like the frame started to rot and I was like, oh, the glass is going to fall out. So they were like, cool, we'll fix it. And they brought some guys over, they took the glass out, boarded the window up, and then I was like, cool, so when are you fixing the window? And they were like, probably about 12 months' time, and it's literally going to be 12 months.
That's really weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate it.
I would go around and break all of their windows and say, like, hey, 12 months, I'll fix them.
Okay. I don't think that'd be good.
Why? They did it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An eye for an eye.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it.
Take their eyes.
I'll take back.
When have you ever committed a crime out of spite? It's a call. Real estate agents, the worst people on the planet? I think so.
Like, it changes from person to person, obviously. But
Did they count as salespeople?
I guess.
Then definitely the worst.
They take
people,
commission
yeah.
and stuff like yeah. that. So they
you're early
sales.
Enough in the process, Adam, where I can see you're still on the fence. Give it another week of being dicked around by these people.
Yeah.
And you will just fucking.
It's weird that they put their photos everywhere.
Yes.
I don't understand why they're like plastering their faces on all of their forms.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen with any other. You don't get like a smiling judge yeah. looking up at you yeah. every time you get a parking
it's
fine.
Like it's like them and fucking people in an improv troupe.
Yeah.
The only
yeah.
people that are like compelled to put their photo out there as much as possible. It is so weird, just this idea of like, you know, I mean, you know me. Here it is, the great man, the great real estate agent.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just yeah. I'm just like you, you know. Mm-hmm. Here I am in my suit. You know, the famous one.
Yeah. I thought I just wanted a house, but hubba hubba.
That's it. It's like, oh, that one was the hottest one, so I'll definitely rent that house that I'm begging them to let me rent. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why people think that wearing an expensive suit and smiling at you makes them look trustworthy.
Mm. Totally.
That
yeah.
makes mm. someone look like the dodgiest motherfucker.
Totally.
Yeah.
Wear like a pull-up skivvy. A pullover, I mean.
Yeah.
I guess. It's not a pull-up skivvy.
Yeah, they're all pull-up.
A fucking Wu-Tang shirt or something.
Yeah, exactly. Just go like, hey, bro, I've got slacks on.
Yeah. Yes. Especially when it's like someone who's doing like the, you know, the rentals in mm-hmm. like a, you know, in the inner north or whatever.
Yeah, the funky where, inner north.
Yeah, where it's like, it's
Melbourne's
the photo is of like, where the photo is of some like 20-year-old wearing their dad's suit.
Yeah,
like, you look
yeah.
like shit.
Yeah, yeah. You've got an undercut. It's not even the 90s still.
Why?
Get back into that built-in robe. Go past the meals area and get changed.
You've still got silver shit all over your mouth from all the fucking chroming you did on the weekend, you little rat. Hypothetical real estate yeah. agent that I'm very angry at.
Yeah.
There was news this week, by the way. We said there wasn't news earlier. There was fucking massive news.
Yeah.
Big news. Yeah.
There was some big ass news.
Yeah.
A few people out there that are going to be doing a bit of, you know, house inspecting of their own.
Mm.
Or maybe they'll be kicked out of their house because they'll be homeless.
Yeah.
I hope
they
not.
Couldn't pay the rent.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
Boy.
I hope for it. I'm just saying it might happen.
It sounds like you're saying you want that to happen.
You're saying it in a very positive tone.
Yeah, fucking Telltale is done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just out of nowhere.
Out of the
Completely
blue.
Completely out of the blue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there have been stories, I think earlier this year even, about the management being fucked there.
Oh, really? Mm.
I remember seeing that, but it was more in a way of them kind of overworking them and overtime unpaid.
Which is almost every studio
yeah,
at some point there's
they all
a story
do that,
about.
That crunch yeah. thing, like they all work 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And they were expanding so quickly that like The Walking Dead, the first series was made with like 40 people or something like that.
Right.
And then they expanded to 300 people working there very, very quickly.
Yeah.
So they started getting every license that they could off of everybody that they could find.
Mm-hmm. So they The Walking Dead, The Wolf Among Us, a couple of seasons of Batman.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Yep. That had come out.
Game of Thrones.
Yep. Yeah.
Minecraft.
Salmon. Yep.
Yes.
The Borderlands for some reason.
Yep. Sam and Max.
Yeah.
They rebooted Sam and Max.
I want to say a Lego one, but I might be wrong about that.
Heaps. Like heaps.
It's fucking insane. They were working on a Stranger Things one that Netflix is still like funding for someone else. But yeah, it's done. Everyone got laid off except for 25 people to just fulfill obligations that they have, which doesn't include finishing season 4 of The Walking Dead.
Right.
Yeah,
which is currently
was,
halfway done.
That was big news today of like, well, what's going to happen with that?
Mm.
Yeah.
And worth pointing out, which may be part of the reason, we just named a lot of different series that they do. By and large, basically making the same game.
Mm-hmm.
Again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
You've played a bunch of them, Ben. So they're the kind of the modern iteration of
Jurassic
the point and
Park,
click.
Back to the Future.
Yes, they were the earlier ones. They are, they're point and click adventure games, basically. Mm. I read something today that I assume is true.
Mm-hmm.
The moon landing was faked.
Oh, wow.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Why did they do that? Which one? The fourth moon landing.
Yeah. Apollo 16. No, the thing that I read is that they don't own the licenses and they don't own like the royalties or some crazy thing like that.
Yeah.
Like there are things attached to these huge licenses that the companies are never going to give up to Telltale. So they're not making as much as other companies would have successful games.
Right, right.
And they really do. They develop the episodes in real time as they're released. So
which is an insane
But it must be because they're like waiting on money from the first episode. Yeah. Like it seemed like a bad business model.
Because they sometimes take ages in between too, right? Mm, yeah. Mm. It's just way of playing stuff never appealed to me. It's like if I'm ever going to play this, which I've dabbled in a couple of their games and just not loved them. Mm. I guess I'll talk about that a bit more in a bit. But like, yeah, I've just, if I ever was to it, I'd be like, well, I'll wait until the whole thing's out. I don't want to sit and like, I'll lose my investment in it and if I have to wait for 4 weeks.
Like. Yeah. Situations like this as well, where you're halfway through a series.
Yeah.
And it's fucked off.
Yeah.
It sounds like I'm getting emotional. But like, I'm getting frustrated with the sound of my voice. Apparently the way that those season passes work is that it's a promise that you're buying, but it doesn't have to be fulfilled.
Right.
Right.
It's not like a contract where you legally need to have your goods at the end of it. It's like, hey, we'll do this. Give us the money and we'll give it to you when they're made.
But you get access. Yeah. You get access to the 4 empty slots. And if they get filled, hey, that's great for you, but there's no guarantee. That's
true of almost anything if you look into it, where there's like some terms and conditions where it's just like flights are very much like that. It's like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, we cancelled this because of rain. We don't have to pay that back.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's on you.
The fact that the company has gone bankrupt too.
Yeah.
And like, okay, sure, we'll make it. How? You do it.
Yeah.
Which is like at the point, that's kind of what they're saying. That like maybe someone will step in and finish The Walking Dead.
So Walking Dead is the only one that is currently is in the middle of being released. Yeah. There were Stranger whispers. Things they were working on, but that hasn't come.
No.
Yeah, Wolf Among Us season 2 and I think Game of Thrones season 2 were promised, like were revealed.
Yeah.
But they weren't working on them, I guess. Or they weren't releasing them.
Apparently their games just aren't super successful as well.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because
everyone knows, like I've seen this news kind of like shared around in a bunch of different groups, ours being one of them this week. And it's a company that everyone knows and knows the games that they make and, you know, knows a fair bit of stuff about them, but I don't. And, well, that even, there being a bunch of people in our group that were like, oh, this is a bummer. I really liked this one and this one and this one.
Yeah.
It is weird to have that kind of like ubiquity and still not be successful enough to stay afloat.
But I thought they were like a blockbuster company essentially,
But expansion plus, like you're saying, licenses, they probably should have put more time into coming up with their own new thing.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to say before is that that's sort of the main thing that never really appealed to me about this stuff of like playing this kind of interactive story of something that I already know. It's like, well, I'll just go watch Stranger Things or I'll watch Game of Thrones. Like, if I'm going to get drawn into something like that, I would rather it be something that is just a completely, like have a stab at having a completely fresh kind of IP, like something that where you're discovering this world as you're playing it.
I did like the first Batman series because it was a established IP that I liked and a new take on those old stories. Like it wasn't the stale version of.
Yeah.
But it would probably make
that
stuff.
Same to me with The Walking Dead, where I think like when they hit it, they did well.
Yeah.
With the last couple of years, especially though. The biggest problem with them is that every game has felt like this clunky kind of mess.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they've been so backwards technologically.
Yeah.
It feels like they're trying to cram these modern games into this like can that's too small to fit those peaches in. They've got millions of peaches.
That should have been their next license.
Weezer Interactive.
I feel like those, it's the presidents of the USA.
Yeah.
Huh?
Not to be pedantic, but I know that we'll never hear the end of it on social media if I don't.
Presidents of the USA.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The presidents of the United States.
No, that's my bad then. I'm sorry. I feel like they started putting, not the presidents, Telltale Games started putting more and more money into the writers and less into the technology.
It seems like the way that this has happened and the way with everybody being unceremoniously fired, no severance pay, all of this just bullshit that's going on, it seems like that is the case that the management there are fucked.
Mm.
They seem like, again, dodgy suit wearing, face smiling salespeople
yeah.
who have gone to all these different places and gone like, hey, Marvel, oh, do we have a series for you?
Well, I think there was a Star Wars one maybe in the works, yeah. something like that.
I mean, it seems like every fucking thing they could, they were literally just trying to go like, hey, Jim's mowing.
Yeah.
We're going to do a fucking...
And that's what I mean. I mean, just having blockbuster IPs from other, you know, from other studios or whatever it is, it just, to me... Like, I remember hearing about one of the early, like, maybe the Jurassic Park or Back to the Future one being like, oh, that's kind of cool that someone's making a thing of that. And again, I never got around to playing them, but I was stoked when they brought back Sam and Max. Yeah. Like, I thought that was great. I loved that game back in the day and that they were going to be making more of them. But I think it just became a bit diluted where it's like, oh, well, yeah, this is the company that just, you know, buys up all these licenses.
Yeah.
So, of course, they're doing Game of Thrones or whatever it is. It just kind of becomes hard to care when if they were a bit more sparing and they had their kind of own original content in the mix as well, you would grow to love the characters that they make and then when they do get around to doing Star Wars, it'd be like, oh, cool, like I'm really attached to all these other worlds that they've shown me. I can't wait to see their spin. But they're not really... You know, they're not really a company that you could go, they have their own, they kind of do have an art style, but they're because they're just grabbing whatever license they can and telling someone else's story, you can't really go, oh, this is how they do things.
Yeah. The company itself becomes disposable.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's and like, anyone could finish off that Walking Dead series if it is going to happen. Especially like, who cares?
Like, when you're competing with people like, is it Don't Nod who made Life is Strange and. There's different sort of little things.
Sure.
That sort of thing has been going through, that style of game has been going through a bit of a resurgence lately. What was the game we talked about a little while ago?
Edith Finch?
Yes, Edith Finch.
Yeah.
And and that style of doing things, not that I love that game, but...
Gone Home?
Yeah.
Another one?
You're actually moving around, like you're kind of controlling things
Tacoma.
A little bit more.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Games where you're actually doing stuff.
Yeah.
In the middle, like you're
the subsurface emissary. You know, it's completely. Yeah, those are all. Correct me if I'm wrong. Original stories, original worlds, original art styles. Yeah.
It's
just most part.
It sort of struck me then as well that like I'm a fan of some of the things that Telltale did riffs on, and I just am not enough of a fan that something immediately, like, it's kind of, you have to be immediately appealed to by the idea of like, oh, wow, they're doing Batman. You have to be the level of fan of Batman possibly, or it helps to be where you would like buy the fucking PopCap figures and whatever.
Yeah, fair.
I don't think that maybe the licenses were as big of a deal as they seem to be banking on, because I like half of the things they did and didn't really bother playing them because
I remember years and years ago they did, I think they only ever did one episode of it, but they did an episode of Bone. There's a comic book called Bone that's one of my favorite books.
It's
so good, like I reread it all the time. I absolutely love it. And there was talk of the guy, because it's just one guy that wrote and drew it and everything himself,
right?
There was talk after it finished that Nickelodeon were going to make a movie of it, and they never did. Like, it fell over because I think they wanted to put songs and shit in there and he didn't want to do that. But then Telltale made a little series of it, and I think I they were meant to make a series of it, and I played the first one and I was like, this is so cool to see this world come to life, because this is as good as it's going to get. Like, they're you know, now that a movie idea has fallen over, it'll probably never happen. But I guess that's too much of a – it's a big comic book, but it still is a very niche.
But the Wolf Among Us was a similar thing where people seemed to go crazy for that, but it was a less well-known thing.
But again, it was – but that's when it's like – that it's cool to see a license that kind of turned into something. It's just like there's a million – there's a million Batmans out there. The Game of Thrones show is still on. Like,
you know. Telltale presents Derek.
Yeah. That would be fucking great. I would play that.
That would have saved them.
But when you're not just going for like the biggest, I mean, even Walking Dead, I know people kind of like it, but you know, there's a comic out there, there's a show that's on at the moment. Like, if you give it a bit of distance, or if the show didn't exist, I think it's just, it's just overkill. Like, it's
overkill's, you know, The Walking Dead.
Very nice.
That's the
fourth thing.
I liked that game was based off of the comics, because the comics were better than the TV show.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. None of it was like exciting at some point. And even though it was like, it's technically new because we haven't done Batman before, it's like, yeah, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again. So.
And again, it's like
And it like, sucks because like they have put out so much shit in such a quick time.
Yeah.
The people who work there are clearly talented and doing the best with what they can.
Sure, yeah.
And to
they did pay writers and they invested in storytelling.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
To be just thrown out to the wolves among the is awful.
What you were saying about like even if it is a new take on Batman, the problem with that is that you still need people to make the leap of the investment of getting it for them to actually find that out.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, that's just a big ask. Like, it doesn't really matter how different it is once people get in there because clearly people just weren't bothering to do it.
And like, the episodic model thing, I think you're right, that knowing that there's 6 months of, oh, okay, wait another month or maybe more.
Yeah.
I do want to wait until just the end.
Yep.
But then at the end, it's like, I'm not interested anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I never quite got that. Like, the old point and click games, you know, you'd have like a map and you would like the way that you would unlock ways to get into the map and you could kind of see the whole sort of the whole thing of it from when you started that you were kind of building to something. I've never quite loved the model of like, oh, this bit of it just goes for a couple of hours and then there's like a new, like, maybe if they had just, I always thought it seemed like a thing where eventually they'll commit to just making a, you know, one of these as like a one big game and here and, you know, maybe. Maybe they didn't and we just didn't hear about it or maybe they were planning to, but...
Oh, it sounds like it was a financial decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where their episodic model came from.
Right. Because
they literally didn't have the money to do a whole game,
And they were just managing it so poorly where they're like, if we teeter all the money right on the brink, we can keep going and going and getting bigger and bigger and inflate it and then I'll sell it.
Yeah.
Is what it seemed, but it blew up.
I guess it's that same thing of like in this country we have a national youth radio station where there's like a common perception of like, oh, once your band gets played on that, you know, you must be earning a living off music. Mm-hmm. But it's just absolutely not the case. And I guess it's so strange to me that
when
like,
Fitzy and Whip are playing music.
Oh yeah.
What that we can know about like this studio, you know what I mean? Like and them have that level of ubiquity and still not be turning a profit just seems crazy to me, but I guess it's
300 fucking
thing.
People. That's so many employees.
Yeah.
And they just go like, all right, you're fucked. Why? But then still be releasing Jesus. Yeah,
have a sip of
water. They released Jesus.
Have a big old sip of water there. Oh. There
he's
you go.
So emotional
that's
today.
That's good stuff.
For them to be able to come out and be like, okay, well, we might look at someone else helping with The Walking Dead and we're going to finish Stranger Things. Like, that money that you're looking for, you should have looked for it 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Because people are coming forward with offers.
That's been the really heartening thing is like a lot of studios have kind of gotten on Twitter and stuff and said if you're one of these people that's been laid off. I think Ubisoft did a big thing where they were like, come on down, you know, we're in this, we'll be here.
I think Rockstar as well and Square.
Maybe Rockstar's the one I'm thinking of. But a lot of job offers floating around on Twitter, which is, I mean, you know, you'd hope that in a pretty bad story like this that there would be a kind of a positive
and
light
cool
on it
but
and,
then
yeah.
like oh nice uproot your life go move to fucking somewhere other place
but I mean
horrible
you know, that
Canada or disgusting Scotland or somewhere
go
awful
fucking house hunting again. What do you mean meals? I could do anything here. I don't have to just eat a meal.
I only eat in my bed.
But my point, I mean, you know, people get fired every day and don't have the quote unquote luxury of it being in a very public way like this where other employers are going to come out and go, hey, you've been fucked over en masse and that sucks because we work in this industry too and know what it's like.
Totally.
Here's an offer of hopefully there being a way of making this, you know, you landing on your feet and not just being like completely out on your ass.
Yeah, if you're a 60-year-old Ford factory worker, you're shit out of luck, man. Go become a real estate agent. Yeah.
Get the camera out. Put your dad's suit on.
Yeah, you better hope you're sexy.
Anyway, that's a real bummer. And, it's just one of those things where, the people just kind of fucking it up the top just means that, the people going in and doing these insane hours and shit have their life kind of fucked over for a bit. Even if they do end up landing on their feet, it's a bummer. It's a bummer of a situation.
Yeah.
That's my guys, do not fight me on this. It's bad that this happened.
No, I think it's good.
Counterpoint, it's medium.
Mm.
So, do you think it is just, them not selling? It's just the overall fatigue on the them just putting out the sort of the same type of game again and again?
They certainly haven't changed their gameplay style for the better ever.
No, they're their like engine and graphical capability and like just the bugginess of it and all that sort of shit.
Yeah, frame rate issues on a 2D animated game.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like they made some good games. I really love the Walking Dead. No, I don't. The Wolf Among Us season one.
Yep.
I think it's great. I think it's better than the
only
comic
season.
Yeah, unfortunately. I think the Game of Thrones one is good. It's separate enough from the main show's story.
I mean, I think that's kind of the irony here is that this story is probably going to remind people, oh, yeah, I've been meaning to play that for a while. Yeah. They probably will see a spike in sales now.
Yeah. And I was like, should I recommend some games? Well, the money that is going to be earned from me recommending any games is not going to the employees now, so maybe don't.
Yeah, but how much of that, how much was that the case, to begin with?
To some extent.
7%.
Really?
Yes. 7%.
7% goes to the employees.
Yes.
So every employee gets 7%.
Correct.
So 7 times 300% is of sales what's going to employees.
Correct.
Telltale Games.
Yes. You can take that to the bank.
All right. I have no further questions.
If anyone wants to cite this episode for its good reporting, I'd say time code that and chuck it in an article.
I hope this gets played in a court case.
Yeah, mass suicide.
It's a shame.
It's a shame. Oh well. Rest in peace.
I started playing some games, though, this week. I just remembered that I played a game from, I think, 2013 or 2012 called The Cave.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Last
that
week. Do you remember The Cave?
Yeah,
it was a Double Fine, speaking of like kind of indie-ish story-focused studios.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like The Lost Vikings. You start off and there's like seven characters that you can choose from.
Mm.
Each of them has like a wacky trait where it's like, it's the hillbilly or the time traveler or the knight.
The breakfast radio host.
They're Fitzy.
The real estate agent.
But, the floor plan.
You can go through and pick just three of them out of the seven.
Okay.
And then you go through the entirety of the game with just those three.
I'm going to pick floor plan, whipper, and real estate agent.
Okay. Well, then what would happen is you would go through this cave.
Yes.
And the cave narrates it. I think I got this for free, by the way, with like Xbox Live Gold or something at some point. The cave narrates it. And like it's that Double Fine-y type of humor where it's like, okay.
Sure.
You know, like, oh, did I say that out loud?
Oh,
I didn't mean to.
A classic.
I didn't mean to say this out loud either. I'll just stop talking now.
Okay.
That sort of humor where it's like, I suppose technically that is funny.
Can I ask you a question that might be hard for you to answer off the top of your head? What is a sense of humor that you've seen in a game that you have enjoyed? Because I feel like we are all very hypercritical of games attempting to be funny, perhaps because of our, employment.
I'm hypercritical of anything attempting to be funny,
Yes.
And not necessarily in a nothing is funny way, but yeah, I tend to be a little...
For me, it has to be kind of so dumb and so far removed from any attempt at, like, kind of the actual comedy that I attempt.
Yeah.
So the comedy of, like, Nintendo games, for example.
Sure.
Where it's just goofy and childish and it's not like, okay, this isn't really trying to be funny. This is just kind of a silly, quirky thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can tell there's a bit of, like, a weird translation in there as well. Like, but anything that's, like... originates in English and it's like trying to be like someone with giving some comedic chops a flex. I'm like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah. Well, there were bits of The Cave that I think are funny as well, where it's not trying to be clever. I think that's the thing that always annoys me the most in games, especially, is when it's trying to be clever funny, but the focus is on the clever and it just seems a little smarmy.
Yeah. Portal 1 and 2 are both examples of like, and it's dark humor. It's very, very dark, dry humor, which I think works in a game because it's hard to give a good performance through a video game.
Yeah.
A dry sort of one.
Yes, I agree. Fucking, what's his name?
Stephen Merchant?
No.
Ricky Gervais?
No.
Carl Pilkington?
No. J. Jonah Jameson?
Oh, yeah.
J.K. Simmons?
J.K. Simmons is great in Portal 2.
Yes. Yeah, and so is Stephen Merchant, I think. Like, he's not... Laugh
he's
out
just
loud
Stephen
funny,
Merchant.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And I feel like for some reason I always thought in that it seemed like he didn't really know what it was for. And, and when you listen to his voice, imagining that he's just been shoved into a booth and is reading contextless pages,
yeah, yeah,
it just kind of sounds like that.
I think he loved Portal and he's doing a good performance.
Well, agree to agree. You won me over.
Great.
I've been laughing a lot at Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Oh, really?
It doesn't want me to, but it is stupid.
I've found
driving
it too-
myself insane over here. I know I played like a kind of retro-themed platformer recently that I actually thought was pretty funny. Like right. The writing in it was... I remember talking about it at the time when I reviewed it being like... The writing's actually like good and charming and funny. Fuck, I wish I could remember what it was. What a pointless interjection.
Yeah, I definitely know that I've laughed at a bunch of games, but often I like I thought Spider-Man had funny bits.
I disagree.
I disagree.
I 100% disagree.
In terms of what you would do, like, I don't know, bashing someone off of a building and stuff like that. That sort of thing when
yeah.
The game itself is funny and you can get into funny situations.
Well, I mean, I was going to say like Grand Theft Auto as a series has that. It's pure open world sandbox stuff yeah. that allows those things to happen. And it has the worst written comedy of any video.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. If that was played completely serious, if the script was played completely seriously, but then, you know, it's like, well, yeah, you can be funny in this game. Mm. You can do stupid shit. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
We don't need wise cracks in here.
Yes.
We don't need a silly radio station.
So the cave goes through, this cave narrates it.
Someone edit that for us. Someone change. Someone make a mod where it's like you just download Fitzy and Whipper podcasts and change all the radio stations in the game to just Fitzy and Whipper.
Fuck, I love it. I love it.
Once you have your three, and so I guess it's designed to be played through multiple times so you can see all of them, but you go through and there are some what look like just sort of generic areas for the cave where you can solve the puzzles with whoever, but each of the characters have a different ability and you get at some point to a kind of story section for each of the three.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through as a knight, a monk and an adventurer.
Mm-hmm.
And so the knight has to like rescue a princess from a dragon, but it all goes wrong. And they're all kind of like bastards or right. they've got some like evil aspect to them where okay. they fucked up in some way.
Right.
And you reveal that through little pictures that you find around the world.
Oh, cool.
The monk, he wants to be the biggest monk, but he hates the head and he's jealous. And so
yeah, he hates
up.
Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah. Tony Shalhoub really puts him in his place and then adjusts him ever so slightly to make sure that he's in. But
I've never watched that show.
Neither.
It was on for so long.
Yeah.
And I don't know a single person who ever watched it.
I
couldn't work it out.
I love Tony Shalhoub as well. I think he's a great actor.
What do you love him from? I didn't know anything about him until
Coen
that
Brothers
show.
Stuff.
Ah, okay, right.
Yeah, Miller's Crossing.
Okay.
The man who wasn't there. He's great.
Yeah, right.
He's really good. Yeah.
Shalhoub.
It was on for like 10 seasons or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of those crime shows. NCIS has been going for 45 years. And
but I can understand that because it's just like, oh, you sit down, you watch as this like serialized show becomes more popular. I definitely can understand the appeal of sit down, doesn't matter what episode it is,
yeah.
a crime
sure.
gets solved within the hour. But then that show was like, oh, and the main guy's a real fucking a real weirdo.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I remember when which was the one with Vincent D'Onofrio?
Criminal Intent.
Law and Order Criminal Intent.
Yeah.
I remember the fucking advertising for that being so annoying because they always went out about how Gorin would lean.
Yeah, the lean! The famous lean.
And like all the Channel 10 ads, whenever that show was going to be on, and I never watched it because of this, because it annoyed me. It was like, and this week there'll be a murder, betrayal, and that lean. And it's just fucking Vincent D'Onofrio like looking at a criminal.
Because he's like 6'5".
And
he has to lean down and talk to people.
He's like walking into a building like the BF. Fucking G, yeah. the BFFG.
I remember this.
I
at
do.
All.
I do remember this.
It was so annoying. Like that's not a character.
he was good. I watched that show a bit. Out of all the Law and Orders and NCISs and CSIs, that was the only actually good one.
Yeah, right.
And he's a great actor.
What about
SVU
Bones?
Is my favorite.
Never
Bones sucks.
Bones.
I saw an episode of Bones the other day. It's no good.
Yeah.
SVU is great.
With Christopher Maloney.
Christopher Maloney and Ice-T.
Yeah.
Right.
This woman's been, she's been sexually assaulted.
Who is that?
That's Ice-T. He's got his...
That was,
his
is that how he talks?
That was Sylvester the cat.
Fluffer and fuckatash.
That woman's been raped.
Richard Belzer.
Yeah, I like the Bells.
Hell's
Christopher
Bells.
Maloney's great.
Yeah, he's a great actor as well. Oz. a great show he was in.
Wet Hot American Summer.
So
very nice.
Adventurer as well has to get through an Egyptian tomb, but she like betrays her comrades and whatever. Mm-hmm. So you go through and do all of those. There's ones that I think would happen every playthrough. Then you get to the end and it's like, oh, but maybe there's a bit of a curse on you. Maybe you've learned, maybe you're a bit of a dick.
Oh.
And, you know, it's, but it was fun. The puzzles are pretty simple and straightforward, but nice. It ran like shit for some reason. Like just kept hitching up every time you would move into a slightly new area, like really badly.
Trying to set you up with women.
It looked... It looked, man, Hitch was another one of those where it's just like, this character is empty and you're trying to make him into the biggest fucking deal.
Yeah.
Oh, the DVD for Hitch. And I don't
Here we go. Going on a tear.
Wow.
I don't know why, why this bothered me so much. But
little
the front
did I
cover,
know the gold I was stumbling upon. Yes.
The front cover of Hitch, the DVD, was Hitch leaning on his own name.
On the word, yeah.
And then you'd open it up and it'd be him on the DVD cover as well with his hands out going like, hey, now I'm in here.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was about Hitch having such a like, I'm Hitch attitude where I was like, so what if you're Hitch?
Yeah.
That's... Who's Hitch? Fuck you.
I feel like I would have said this before, but even from a young age, the... Are characters in the film aware that they're in this poster for this film has always severely bothered me.
Yeah.
It's like, why is he why is he just standing there in front of big text with his name on it? Why does he know that he's in the box of the DVD? Is this going to come up when I put the DVD in and watch the story about his life?
Mm.
It's always really like in TV dramas and stuff where they have like all the cast hanging out. You know, it's like all the cast in the one setting from the show. Sure.
Never actually did this.
Yeah, and it's like you two hate each other. Like you're literally not in any scenes together.
You'd never be drinking out of the same milkshake.
Yeah, there was a Friends press shot where they're all in bed together.
Yeah.
Like, wait, so they have all had a big orgy together.
Yeah.
There's never been a horse that long. Get off of it.
It's like one of those things from being a kid where it just used to... really bother me, and it's like even at a young age going something's not right with me.
Yeah.
I wish I could just see this and not care.
That's real young monk stuff.
I enjoyed like you switch control between each of the three at all times as well. So
okay.
I like the Lost Vikings, but one of them has to be up here and pull the lever to get the other one to move the bucket down there and do that sort of stuff.
I love that kind of stuff, I have to say.
And it works well. It's
moving
it's,
buckets, yeah, baby.
It's very – dude, what am I, the colonel? Because I'm moving buckets.
Nice.
Yes.
Very, very nice.
Colonel Sanders. Yes. And the sort of little story bits are actually quite fun.
Mm, cool.
I like the way it looked. It looks like an old game, obviously. Mm-hmm. I think it's likely – that a bunch of these Double Fine ones will come out on the Switch again. That seems to be what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's going back through the old generation.
Have they?
Putting out Bastion and all that sort of stuff. It's not Double Fine, but like those sort of games.
Yeah.
So I
Has
could imagine.
Has anything Double Fine come out or have they announced anything coming out? Broken Age? Is that them?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's on there now.
I think that's out now. Yeah,
it is.
So
yeah.
I reckon they might turn their sides to this at some point.
Yeah.
And it's good. I probably am going to go through and do the other ones. There's like
that's cool.
A time traveler, two creepy twin kids, a hillbilly.
Nice.
Which I don't know what his thing's going to be.
Probably redneck.
A scientist. And they each have special abilities, so the knight can go invincible to, you know, if you need to get through a fire bit and so on and so on. It was good.
Yep.
And nice. For the price of free, it killed an afternoon.
Can't beat that.
Dude, yes you can. Using an afternoon.
Being paid to play it.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah.
Shadow of the Tomb Raider, on the other hand, is a dreary fucking boredom-filled... That everything it tries to make you do. If that game was just an open jungle where you can go and explore tombs of your own volition, that would be a great game.
Yes.
Give it a Metroid-y thing.
Yes.
Go, which it kind of has.
And the previous ones had probably more so, I'm actually finding now.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's just really funneling you through the story.
Yeah.
And the story's fucking terrible.
It's nothing. It's absolutely nothing.
All of the characters are so poorly written where they don't have any persifficcinality at all. And like, you make them say fucking in the middle of a word.
Yeah.
That's You've done that twice now.
I'm in a right fucking mood.
The BF fucking G. purse. This guy's got no personality. I really like that.
The Jonah is so dull.
Yeah.
Why are they friends?
Hey, Lara, I'm going to go the other way and I'm going to talk to you through the walkie-talkie.
Hey, Lara, I found some writing on this wall. Should I read it?
Jonah, probably I'm going to say read that writing to me.
Well, Lara, it's
I got to be honest, I thought that's what this podcast was going to be. Yeah. We were all in the group chat saying we felt very tired. Me and Ben went out for a curry right before we
did
this.
Yeah, and a beer.
I thought we were going to be in for a real real sleepy one.
Yeah.
This has been, you know, the energy's been pretty high. So
I mean, I'm exhausted.
Yeah. I think we've gone through the other side.
Yeah, we've punched through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Lara does into little walls, where there's so much fucking busy work in that game. It's making you pick up all these bullshit plants and stuff, and like, just fuck off. let me just have the plant when I walk near it.
There is way more. I know your criticism in the past with these games and games like it, like some of the Uncharted's, is like it's just pushing forwards. So many just like, you're going to have to go through that crack, Lara, and so you just have to hold forward and do nothing. There's no skill. Yeah, totally. Doesn't look good. There's nothing interesting about it. It's
climb
just like,
on this obvious wall and like it just, there's bits in some of the tombs where it works and all the stuff that's in there, it like, you don't quite know how to platform, and when you figure it out, you're like, oh, cool, I actually kind of feel like I did that.
Yeah, there's some puzzle elements to that as well. Yeah. Timing-based stuff. Like, there are good elements to the game.
The combat can be okay.
I like the combat. Yeah, I like the combat. And visually, it's good. It's not creative, but it's detailed and it's, you know, it's beautiful jungles. Like,
sure, it doesn't run amazingly. There's little bits where it kind of hitches and it's at 30 frames and everything.
It's been is that on Xbox?
That like not much. There's like input lag as well.
Yeah, see, I didn't notice that. You said that to me and I played it and I was like, no, that's fine.
Right. I could. It's if you'll move the stick to the left and then a split second will go and then the camera will move.
Maybe my brain's slow.
But if there was a single character in that story, then the story would be bearable. And if the story wasn't in there, then the game would shine through. But it feels like you're digging in this old abandoned tomb to find the game. They meant to do it.
Game of the year.
But it feels like you're really having to like scrub off the dirt to get through to the good bit. And it's not worth the effort half the time.
I'm biased towards these kind of games.
Right.
And I have been enjoying playing it in the broader sense. But you're right. Like,
Tommy just, if you heard a big bang, by the way, it's because Tommy put his microphone down and then bashed the headphones on top of him.
And the irony is, I was like, I'll do this instead of just asking Ben to pass me my phone because that would be a disruption. Oh, he's talking for a bit. I've got a little window here where I can get up and grab my phone.
You knocked over a full band kit.
You shouldn't have put that vase in the middle of the meals area.
I'm enjoying playing it overall. I'm enjoying it more than Spider-Man, despite the fact that Spider-Man has some more enjoyable elements
and has a vibe to it, and even if you know, like I think I wanted to see where the story went. And Tommy, you were saying that you got to a point where the story got you in Spider-Man.
Yeah, I think you were talking about it last time we did,
maybe.
Yeah, because you'd finished it, and that it once it hits that point, and I think I was like just before that point, when we recorded.
Yeah.
Like, I got to that bit. So I'm in it now. Like, I'm... God.
I don't know where you are.
Yeah.
Give me a floor plan here. Let me figure out.
But, yeah, I'm enjoying it more and more. I was enjoying it... I was, like, enjoying it, but it I think I hit the point that you're talking about where it's just now. It's like each little beat I'm really into. And, yeah, I think I said it when we talked about it, you know, on the episode where we properly reviewed it. Mm. But if you can call anything that we do on this show a review. I don't love superhero movies. Like, I just find them a bit, I don't know, I kind of find them all a bit the same, especially the Marvel movies. They just all feel interchangeable and like they're just the same music and the same kind of beats. So
they are.
Just and so playing through one of these stories is like way more interesting to me than and so like each of the little story beats, the way it's set up, where it's like, well, here's the thing that's happening in the plot, and here's a little task that you're doing to make that unfold. Mm. So I did the thing where you're, and I'm kind of getting to a point where there's a bit more interesting stuff happening in it too, like going up the elevator shaft and crawling along the building and having to like disable the, you know, you kind of get these nice little breakups in between your ones that are just more traditional, like swinging around and then fighting people.
Yeah.
And it just feels like, yeah, it's, I think maybe it's the fact that it's all in an open world, maybe story-wise, makes it feel a bit more interesting to me than like an Uncharted game, whereas Uncharted, you're just going...
Which is the opposite of what you said when we did review it. I think you said if this was an Uncharted-style game, you'd be more into it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think...
Because you often find the sort of repetitive, busy work of open world games to be not interesting at all.
Yeah, I think with this, with the story, it's the fact that like you're finishing a mission and then you're still anchored in the same place. Yeah. So you have a bit more context for where you're meant to be going.
That game really finds its legs not at the start, too.
Yeah.
So I think that definitely New York becomes a character itself.
Oh, boy.
Is the way I would phrase it.
Oh, boy.
Like, I'm not even really doing much of the other stuff that's in there. I'm not really doing any of the side missions. It's just something about even when the mission that you're doing is very on rails and you'll go into a building where it's like, you know, GTA, you'll be driving around a city and you can veer away and you can kind of end the mission at any point. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things in Spider-Man where you are locked in this one area.
Yes.
But it's the fact that you clear that and then it cuts to like the next day or whatever it is where you're perched atop the building that you were just in doing that mission and you have context for where the next thing you have to go to. It feels like it has, story-wise, I don't know what it specifically it is that's making me feel that way, but I kind of feel more hooked into the story than I have in a game in quite a while.
Yeah, I think towards the back half of Spider-Man, yeah, that definitely happens. And contrast that with Tomb Raider, where I'd say almost exactly the opposite things about it.
Where the
story is terrible, the missions that it makes you do are so dull.
Yeah.
Like just walking through this fucking bit, Lara feeling guilty the whole time. Like just this completely melodramatic... but completely devoid of any actual kind of
drama.
Tension and drama.
And to be fair, so much of what I think makes Spider-Man good is that in between missions, well, like you're swinging around in between places. Mm. Like that's fun.
And in between the missions in Tomb Raider, though, you're raiding these tombs. And that's
right.
Raiding
the
tombs
fun.
In there.
Yeah.
Fucking make that game a whole big jungle with fuckloads of tombs.
Yep.
You got yourself a Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
That's how you become the Tomb Raider.
It's in the title. I think I also picked up on this. I don't know if this was something that you said, Nox, or one of our listeners in the Facebook group, but the facial animations are awful. They're so devoid of personality. The lead character, like, she's literally flat. Her face has no texture or personality to
it. It's weird how they've, like... That's changed as well. Like that, it's so strange.
It was passable in the previous two, and the writing of the stories was boring. But this... All of that stuff sucks. And yeah, it's a shame because the gameplay is fun. I like this kind of game.
It's the same problems that Mankind Divided had, which is this studio where the...
Yeah.
The,
so is this Eidos Montreal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just don't have a flair for writing interesting stories, it seems like.
Yeah.
Because this is the most... It's just so blank.
Yeah.
But there's no way to skip it.
I have literally just been looking away from the TV.
Like it's Medusa.
Yeah. It can't bore me if I can't see it.
Me do some Googling on my phone.
Yeah, I've a lot of phone time during those parts.
I've gone back into Hollow Knight, which I was playing just after I got back from Thailand when I was actually house hunting. When I first started playing it, I was just losing hours a night to it, like just sitting up until like 2 a.m, just sinking hours and hours and hours into it. And then I got up to this boss that I just could not beat, and I kind of drifted away from it. I think a couple of new things came out, and I've just revisited it. I kept kind of coming back to it like every week or so. I would play it for like 15 minutes and just not be able to do this certain boss, which it's very much a game where if you take a step away from it, you really do lose your skills and your response time is so down.
It's like a real like quick response.
Yeah, you just get very, I don't know, it's one of those things where you like you die a lot and you just get very like
in the zone
quick and
it.
In the zone. Right. Yeah.
It's not got simple controls either. Like I found that I forgot them after a few days.
Right.
So I I kind of sat down the other week and I just went, I'm just going to make myself beat this boss now. It's happening now. Like, I'm not going to bed until I clear this boss.
Right.
Otherwise, I'm just never going to go any further in this game. If I only try to beat him for, like, 15 minutes, you know, once a week, it's just never going to happen. And cleared him and, it's like all Metroidvania. You beat him and then you get a bit – you get a new ability where it's like – oh, fuck, I know what bit this is going to unlock.
Sure.
But of course, because I hadn't played it for so long, I couldn't remember where that was on the map, so I had to kind of fuck around to get back up there.
Yeah. That is one thing about that game that I don't really like is the little buttons and stuff on the map aren't particularly helpful.
No.
Right.
I would like to be able to just literally annotate it, just write on it.
Mm. You can buy little markers to put down on there, but they don't really help. No, you're absolutely right.
Right.
And even visually, because it's just very bare bones, like an outline, almost like a floor plan.
Mm, interesting.
If it's like you remember sort of some what a bit looked like in the lead up to somewhere because you're just getting the bare essential facts of like the lines, like it's impossible to remember. That said, I did find this area again pretty quickly. And yeah, just that's I think I just really love Metroidvanias, like that feeling of, especially when it's an area that you've seen since the start of the game, which was the case with this bit where it's like, how the fuck do you get in there? Like as soon as it's like, oh, you have this ability now, going like, oh, that's what that's for. And then like this whole new bit of the map opening up to you. And then, I was just straight back on my bullshit, just hours just exploring this new bit of the map and then trying to find the save point in there and trying to find the guy that, because there's like a little cartographer guy who you find who actually, you can't view the map in a new area until you've like found this guy who, he gives it to you. So then
if you're near him so you can find him.
So then you have context for where you've been and where you've got to go and where the save points are and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
But I feel like I talked about it briefly when I started playing it and you've played it and finished it since then, Adam, but I don't know if we've talked about it on the show, but it really is just such a fantastic game.
It's so good. Yeah. Like it's so focused on what it does well.
Yeah.
That there's not really, there's little bits of story-ish stuff. There's little bits of platforming kind of, but it focuses on like this really good combat that it's got with bosses that are really well designed and this excellent exploring.
Yeah.
Excellent. Exploring.
And the bits of story are just kind of there for you to find if you want. So you kind of will find people around.
Again, Metroid style. Maybe.
Yeah.
And little signs that are like, oh, this bit commemorates this thing that happened. So if you're really, really into that, you can, you know, I don't really pay much attention to that kind of stuff. Like I can kind of read it and go, oh, yeah. But like if you really... from what I've read on other reviews, like there really is this whole kind of like lore and backstory of this whole kind of city, underground city and stuff that's built into it that you can piece together yourself.
Mm. Hollow Knight has a genuinely really funny part.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's another game. Oh,
I found Owlboy quite funny. Like charmingly funny. Yeah. Yeah.
That might be.
Owlboy. Also funny.
What?
Owlboy.
Yeah.
Owlboy.
Owlboy from Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it's from. It. Yeah. Yeah, very funny.
Rodney, Uncle Albert, Granddad.
Tim the Tall Man Taylor.
Shep, I believe his name is.
Monk.
He falls through the, he falls down the bar.
Anyway, yeah, everyone check out Hollow Knight I think it might be on everything except Xbox at this point.
Just PC and Switch, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, is it not PS4?
Steam and Switch.
Yeah, right. I think that, I don't think it's on PS4 Xbox.
And it's so big. Like, there's heaps of stuff to do in it, and it's like $20 or something like that.
I played it for like 40 hours overseas, something like that. And I did about like 87% or something by the end.
Yeah.
There are some really fucking hard bosses.
Yeah, totally.
That are like the sort of challenge things at the end that I just realized, like, I'm never gonna.
Yeah.
Right.
This is a young man's game. This young man, is not gonna do it.
I went back in on Mario Tennis Aces. Still not what I want it to be.
I actually, for whatever reason, I got really into it while I was away. I was playing a lot of it on the train, but just playing the just the standard, like, offline tournament mode, just the single player kind of, you know, having to work your way through a ladder of people.
Right.
And, I haven't touched it. Like, I was like, oh, this has clicked with me and I'm really into this now. I've barely picked it up since I got back. They add a new character every month.
That's funny.
That you have to get on.
The fact that you're in regards to Mario Tennis Aces, like kind of going back and forth.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, well, I am informed.
How's that online service?
I haven't played it. I was playing it online before service. The online. Oh, I
Is
see.
It out yet? Out?
Ah, yep.
Let me talk about this.
Yep.
Oh. We're at fault for not stopping this.
Fuck. I was just about to do that.
Sorry.
Would have been a double fault.
I'll make sure that this is Sharapova.
Nice.
Wordplay.
Yeah, it's no good. I'm playing the adventure mode and it's just frustrating. It's like,
yeah.
There's fucking a flaming mast in the middle of the. I don't want
to
do this.
I got to a
I
bit
wish that was different. I wish they'd made that more like the Game Boy kind of ones that they had. But yeah,
it was a real strike.
I've been
on their record.
Kind of hopping on because they'll put a new character up every month and you get them early if you just play one match online.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have found that a couple of they've been adding kind of more sort of smaller, speedier characters, which I think playing as them has made it a bit more enjoyable for me. But yeah, just in terms of being on a train or a plane for a little bit and just wanting to...
In an automobile.
Just, yes. Just wanting to have a few quick rounds. I really, really got into it. But again, that's another one of its big problems is that there really is no real reward for winning the single player tournaments. Like I kind of, if that was a thing where you unlocked new courts or new characters or just something beyond there being a little tick next to that character's name, it probably is something that I would have like obsessively gone through. Like, you know, with Mario Kart where you unlock those new cups by doing all the pre-existing ones.
Yep.
If it had something like that, I would have been gone all the way through it. But I kind of did it over there did like two tournaments and then got back and went, okay, there's other stuff to play.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about Death Stranding trailer at all?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's, I don't know, it doesn't change how I feel about it, really, one way or the other.
More like of the same stuff?
Yeah, just a minute and a half weird cinematic stuff. That looks cool, but there's less in this one. I mean, the other ones have all gone for like, you know, nearly 10 minutes or something like that.
Wait, did I watch
very
it?
Very brief.
I did watch it.
It's a big lion head
Troy
weird
Baker,
thing. Yes.
And he's like, I got this dog.
Yeah.
And the dog has a butthole for a mouth.
Yes.
Okay, I did watch that and forgot.
I feel the same as before. I don't know what this game is.
Yeah, same. Yeah. There'll be boss fights, I guess.
Sure.
That looked like, that was the first thing where I was like, that looks like a video game.
Yeah,
okay. I can understand what is going to happen next.
Right.
I think I wasted a bunch of fucking time because TGS was on the Tokyo Game Show.
Yep.
And they had like these streams coming out of it. And I just saw like there'll be a Final Fantasy 15 stream with announcing new content. And I was like, okay, I'm going to watch that. It'll be in Japanese, which will be like kind of fun to like pretend that I'm in Japan.
Ah, yes.
And then they'll announce, I assume, those new show some stuff of those new episodes that they said they were going to do.
Yeah.
Bunch of fucking bullshit.
Oh, no.
Like 45 minutes of them going like, and you've all been waiting for it. The tie-in with this mobile game you've never fucking heard of.
God.
Here's a costume. You can play as Grumpson.
Oh, Grumpson.
From Terror Wars. T-E-R-R-A. It's a weird title. T-E-R-R-A. Terror Wars. And then... a Tomb Raider thing with something that looks nothing like Lara Croft.
Cool.
And some other one that only had Japanese text, so I don't know what it was called.
Great.
But I'm going to assume Terror Wars.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
And then they were like, and there's mods on the PC. Oh, so like, we put the host in this one. Look at these. They look like they're from Final Fantasy VII. Aren't we having a whale of a time? And then they showed a bunch of keychains and shit. And fucked off. And everyone
what a
politely
waste of
clapped.
Time. Did you politely clap?
I loudly booed.
Oh, no.
And they,
the opposite.
I don't think they could hear me because they're fucking arrogant. But
well, it depends how loud the boo was.
That's very,
very loud.
Great.
This loud.
Okay, that's actually the opposite.
Yeah.
Huh? it was such a waste of time. Nothing really seemed to come out of TGS.
Yeah, not really.
Devil May Cry 5 has like microtransactions in it, but apparently they won't matter.
Right.
So that doesn't matter.
No.
Hopefully.
Well, we better wrap this up for another week because I have to go. guys, thanks.
One of our classic reasons to wrap up.
thanks for listening, guys. We are on all the socials. We're on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show for as little as $1 a month, You can do that. We send out rewards to various.
Not for a dollar.
Not for a dollar. But hey, it all helps.
Yeah.
Yes, you can find all the links to all our stuff, filthycasuals.com.au.
Come to PAX.
Come to PAX October the 28th. We're going to be on at 5 p.m. at the Ibis Theatre.
Which is the Sunday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Doing a little wrap-up of the PAX that was.
PAX Australia, we should say.
Yes. Wrap-up spelt with just an R, by the way.
Hello.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Red Dead Redemption came out 2 days ago. I want to play it. Let's go home.
Nice. They almost really rhyme.
Good. Yeah. Ah.
Guys, thanks very much for joining us. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
A blueprint of the zoo headquarters, the magazine zoo, where their built office building is called a floor plan.
Oh.
Floor plan.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Adam Knox.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.